let's go to Nelson.
Hello.
Nelson, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Yes, so I understand you have a question about Senate Bill 613, it appears.
Yes, it appears that the governor has indicated that he's going to veto the passage by the House and the Senate. And my question is, in light of that requiring, I guess, by law, a two-thirds vote to override the veto, is the next step the opportunity to pass a resolution which would require only a simple majority? Is that the next step that the legislators are looking to do?
Well, I'll have more information on that. The governor has indicated, unfortunately, that he plans to veto Senate Bill 613. Now, I would urge the governor to reconsider, or certainly I would urge the governor to wait. The governor, once he has the bill, when the speaker signs, the president pro tempore and the speaker signs the bill, the governor has 10 days. And so 10 days from now, the data may point the governor in a different direction than it does today. So I think it's a reasonable request to ask the governor to wait 10 days, sit on the bill, wait 10 days, let's see where the data is, and then assign the bill if he's more comfortable with it. I would urge the governor to sign today, but if he's unwilling to do that, I would encourage him to wait 10 days. Senate Republican Caucus is meeting tomorrow to have a follow-up conversation to steps that were taken, to talk about the steps that were taken this week and to follow that up and to determine next steps. So there are a number of options that are on the table. We also had the legislation that I mentioned earlier that deals with a measure of local control as well as the interbranch task force, COVID-19 task force. That legislation will go back to the House and then on to and then hopefully on to the governor once the House has had an opportunity to take that up. So more to follow on that. And this is just an encouragement again for folks that are on the call to stay up to date, particularly from a legislative perspective. If you're not on our email news list, if you go to my website at senatoramit.com, you can sign up. You can submit questions and comments there. We have a form there for you to do that. But you can also sign up to receive our e-news, and we're certainly very active on social media as well, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Senator Ahmed.